Hey, good morning. It's Charlie Pankey here, CREC Magazine. I hope you are doing wonderful wherever you're at today, whether you're being a work office, traveling to the Sierra on the road, or if you're watching this from your home computer thinking about your next trip to Sierra. Welcome. We're glad you're here today. Obviously, the big story here in the Sierra is that we did get the snowstorm that they promised. And did you survive? We had a lot of winter weather just leave the Sierra. We had 6 to 10 feet of snow recorded in various resorts across the Sierra from the storm. And that was maybe not even the biggest story. The biggest story may have been the wind, 190-mile-an-hour wind recorded on top of Palisades Ski Resort. Didn't quite break a record. I guess it was a 196, I think, a few years back. But 190 is still, that's ripping, man. That'll knock you over. And so it was quite the blizzard storm. I spoke to friends up in Lake Almanor yesterday. They have trees down everywhere up there, not only just from the burn scars, but in a healthy forest, in the homes and stuff. They had a lot of wind problems through the mountain. So I'm sure there are communities that are still digging out. We're going to see down trees in the forest this spring when we go hiking on our trails and stuff. I'm certain from it, from all those winds. But it's good news, right? It's spring. It's what spring's supposed to be like in the Sierra. Snowstorms in February, early March. That's what delivers our snowpack. I saw this morning that our snowpack is back at 94% of our traditional snowpack. So that's great news. Water content and table is going to be all right for the winter. And I think we have another storm lining up now right behind us. So we welcome you here today. We thank you for joining us. If you're new to our channel and this is the first time you're catching me, my name is Charlie Pankey. I own SierraRecMagazine.com. We do 6 digital magazines a year. Matter of fact, our next issue comes out next Thursday. It'll be our spring adventure edition. And we've been... I started a podcast many years ago, but it was really erratic. And so one of our goals this year was to be a little more focused on the podcast, to bring you the latest of the Sierra, bring some of our favorite tips and adventure destinations for the Sierra every Tuesday. So every Tuesday, you get about 25 minutes with me, and we will share and break down our favorites and things that are going on in the Sierra. So glad you're here today. Whatever channel you're on, YouTube, podcast channel, just catches on my website, go ahead and subscribe. We'd love to have you there. Everything in our content is free. We do have subscriptions available, but they're just support for us to say, hey, we like what you're doing, keep doing it. So they're meant to be easy access. But our whole goal is to not hide our adventures from you or to make them false in any way, but just kind of share a raw and authentic love for the Sierra and the places we go, hoping that you can find your next great adventure as you're heading up too. So we know a lot of you will be heading to the mountains this weekend. We had snow here in the Carson Valley. It's melting now. Not very much snow down here, but I have Heavenly Mountain out my window, and Genoa Peaks have a great front room office view of the mountains here. And I can't wait to get to the mountains. I haven't gone myself yet. I stayed out of the storm this weekend. Just traveled back from Pittsburgh and the OMA outdoor event in Denver. And so we had some work to do for this magazine this weekend, and we'll go out and do snowshoeing maybe on Saturday. But whatever you're going to be doing, we want to get you up to the end of some events. So let's start with events today, and then we will end our episode talking about some of our upcoming interviews that we've got lined up, which would be cool this month. And then we're going to talk about our favorite hiking for spring and some waterfall information. And then maybe dive into a little camping as time allows in this episode as well. So, okay. So this week, we have a really cool event happening in the Sierra this week. Remember, it starts tomorrow in Placerville, California. 5 individuals, part of the Historic Expeditions Group, if you will, are going to leave from the Snowshoe Thompson statue at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And these 5 individuals, now with the fresh 10 feet of snow on Echo Summit, are going to hike, snowshoe, cross-country ski across the Sierra in what they believe will be the most authentic route that Snowshoe Thompson may have taken between his mail route between Genoa, and Placerville in the winter of 1856. And if you don't know that story, Snowshoe Thompson, 1856, when it became a mail carrier that would take mail from Genoa to Placerville and back and forth over the Sierra, he snowshoed and used his own ski system. He lived locally here in a place called the Diamond Valley, which is just a little north of Genoa. And he's kind of famous for that. We have a statue in both towns, got a museum for him here in Genoa. And he's kind of a local legend, right? Because the Sierra can be quite daunting and snow depth's quite deep. And he was able to do it in 3 days on an average basis on that. And I can't remember his pay. I think it was pretty cheap. But he did it more as a public service and something he took on his challenge. It's kind of a legend about it. So these five expeditions, there's no maps. He never made a map. So the best thing he can do is to do recordings of journaling and different historical features. And so they think they've mapped out the closest they possibly can Snowshoe Thompson's trek. And so they're going to leave Placerville and come over the Sierra in this fresh snow. The five of them, they're well-trained and versed at long-distance expedition work. So they're going to camp in places they think Snowshoe Thompson would have camped. They're going to cover about 25 to 30 miles a day. So these guys, it's not for guys like me, right? And they are going to be in Diamond Valley, I think, on Thursday. Friday, they have a campfire session for the Carson Valley Trail Association group out at Fay Luther Trail. And Saturday, they will end up in Genoa at some point at Town Hall, where they're inviting the public to come out, meet them, hear stories of the expedition, et cetera. And I'm just thinking, man, what a cool event to be part of now here, 2024. Y'all didn't even do the math. How long is that? 24, that's 124. Got 44. So it's 160, 100, almost 170 years ago. That right? Hold on, I'm getting the calculator. Let me get the calculator. So 2024 minus 1856, 168 years ago, Snowshoe Thompson walked this range, right? We've got a lot to change right now. You might be going, why would you even do that? We got roads now. We have cars. You know, there's ways to do this. This is really just a recap history, right? To bring to a new generation the challenges that the pioneers brought to the frontier, right? Genoa and Minden and Carson Valley and all these places. There was a pioneer spirit. They had to overcome and accomplish things. So this group's going to do it. They're going to record it. Should be a really great event. I hope that maybe you, if you're looking for some place to be on Saturday, Genoa might be a really great place to be on Friday night. If you're part of the Carson Valley Trail Association members, you're listening to this podcast, you're invited out to Fay Luther Trail for some stories on campfire. So it should be kind of cool there. And the Carson Valley is just a great place to be. Like I said, I'm sitting here staring at a ton of snow in the mountains, but we have some dry ground down here. And you can come stay in town, use it as a base camp for Kirkwood, Heavenly, Lake Tahoe, etc. Great place to travel in the wintertime. We still have some big birds in the area from our eagles and ags last month. I've seen a couple flying around here still, although I think they're moving on a little bit too as spring gets here. So this is a great event. I just posted that story on Facebook, and there's a story online. The group's name, if you want to look them up, is historyexp.org. They do historic expeditions, apparently. Anyways, the 2024 Snowshoe Thompson, retracing Snowshoe Thompson steps. That's a pretty cool event. Check it out. Something that is unique to the Sierra. It's only going to happen this one time. We've done some Pony Express rides every year, and we do kind of celebrate that history of the Sierra and its place, if you will, in the exploration of America and expansion back in the day. So a really cool feature. Check it out. It's a good reason to come to Carson Valley, if you will. And hey, tomorrow morning in Placerville, if you happen to be in Placerville but 7 a.m., you've seen this thing, make sure you go there and cheer them on and kick off. I was sitting here this morning going, man, if I got up at 5, I could be there and then turn around and drive home over that snowy pass. I'm not sure it's the wisest thing to do, but it would be kind of fun. Especially with those roads right now. I'm not sure how slick they are, but anyways, so that's a cool event going on this week. Don't miss it. You can follow along. They have a link on their website. You can find it on our website too. The link that'll follow their whole trail. They do a video and camera crew that's following them now, and technology allows us to track that. So that'd be really cool. So All right. I said in our intro, and you see our title, that we are kicking off a brand new series this month called the Adventure Series, where we're going to dive into some of my favorites of hiking and camping waterfalls for spring. And I promised you I would do that. So I'm going to kind of go from the hip today because I didn't want to be too rehearsed on this. And then as the part two, three, and four go out, I'll try to hone it in a little bit and be a little less broad, if you will. So for me, as I look at spring, okay, and I'm always, you know, spring's kind of interesting for me because I snowshoed all winter. I'm actually getting pretty tired of snowshoeing right now. It's been beautiful days, and I can't wait to get in this powder because we haven't really had that this year. So we'll do some snowshoeing. But I start looking and searching out dirt. You know, it's like, I want to get my feet on dirt. I want to put some miles on. I want to climb some elevation. You know, get into some lakes if possible. And I'm not one that goes into the super extremes, right? There are guys right now that are still hiking back in Desolation Wilderness and winter camping. They're getting back deep into, you know, Ansel Adam Wilderness and stuff like that. And they're doing this snow gear. That's not me. And I'm not talking to that level of extreme adventure. If you're that guy, great, man. Maybe send me a story. I'd love to hear how you're doing it, right? But I really, you'll want to talk about what do we do just to get out and explore. So, for example, I'm here in the Carson Valley. And so 2 hours south of me, I can be in June Lakes, up Tioga Pass when it's open. But in springtime, obviously, it's closed, right? And then 2 hours north of me, I can be in Susanville. 3 hours, I can be in Lassen Volcanic National Park. And then it's about 2 hours just across the Sierra. So I have, you know, within 2 hours, a really wide path of things that I can explore, right? If you're in Los Angeles, for example, then Kernville and Lone Pine, that might be your ballpark area. What do you do in the spring? If you're in the Fresno area, you might be looking at Chester and Lake Almanor and Quincy, Grass Valley area. And if you're on the west and you're in Fresno or San Jose and you're looking at the Sierra, you know, Tahoe might be your furthest destination away, but you might be looking at Sonora area. You might be looking at Groveland, Oakhurst, Bass Lake, for example, might be a great area too. So for my point in spring, I don't get over on the west side very often, so I'll share as much as I can of places I know that are good for spring. But let me go ahead and jump into it from the west, the east side here. Okay, so if you're on the east side, you're in the Reno, Carson City area region, great spring hiking, okay? Just for short, big reward hiking, you almost can't go wrong just going to Groveland, Grover State Park in Markleyville, California. There is a hot spring there. You can park and pay and at the state park. It's a short 2 mile hike back to the waterfall, which is a you know, always a fun hike. It is burnt right now. So they had a major fire there in 2021. I think it's 21. So it is a burnt landscape for a lot of this hike now, but still very gorgeous, very easy hike to go back in. I recommend this hike to a lot of people just because it's for everybody. You can almost probably take a wheelchair part of it. That's probably wrong, but it really is a hike for pretty much anybody who can walk 2 miles. And you don't really have to be in great shape. There is a rock to climb at the very end to see the waterfall and to get on top of the waterfall. But it's a great hike. I prefer to park out of the park a little further to the east. Just before you cross the river, there's a parking area for the Burnside Lake Trailhead. I think it's called Charity Valley East. And if you park there, you can take a kind of meandering side hill route that goes on the backside of the state park. Again, this area was burnt as well too, so I have done it since it's been burnt, it does look different, but still gorgeous in its own right. It's just a really pretty granite Sierra region, and the waterfall is always fun spring. It's always just huge and gushing, so great, great trail on the west side. On the if I cross over Bassey Falls on the near Union Reservoir, Bassey Falls hike is always great. There's a little bit of snow probably right now, but it's easily a snowshoeable hike along the river back to the waterfall there. That's always a fan favorite in this region. So Bassey Falls is a great hike. And then what I do a lot when I go into the east side is I head towards Bridgeport and stay to the east of town. So the old gold mining districts, right? So there is a dirt road just north of Bridgeport that'll take you up to, I think it's Chemung Mine. There's a, I'm going to say that wrong. There's a couple mining areas that's not Bodie, right? So these are the gold mine areas north of Bodie. And there's a whole network of roads back there, a bunch of mines to find, a bunch of old ghost towns. It's a fun day to take your 4x4 and kind of tootle around and just hike through the desert mountains. No real trails in there, right? So it's really about being a pioneer and scavenging around the mountains, building your own route. But it's a really fun spring event to go, a place to go kind of hike around, because all our passes are still closed. So you really can't get into the passes to see some of our higher routes, right? So you're looking at Highway 50 and crossing over Highway 50, working a hike, you know, and then the snow at, for example, Lover's Leap is still pretty deep. So you're talking about really challenging to find those type of hikes around the waterfalls and stuff. Obviously, in the Tahoe Basin, the waterfalls are king in spring. So you can go out to Cascade Falls and Eagle Falls. Camp Richardson area, the trail along the lake, that the biking path becomes clear a lot of times in spring. So it's a good day hike to go rent a bike and go out there, experience that as well. And so those are all great places for spring adventures. If I was going to travel right now and looking for like a travel destination, I've said this many, many, many times before, but I love Gray Eagle, California in spring. Yes, I know Gold Lakes, Iowa is not open yet, but it's a great snowshoe area. And it's just a fun little town to get away from in a winter event. And then Lake Almanor, the fishing season is going to start kicking up here. And that's a great destination, too, to get away from the public. So Lake Almanor be another great location. I'm not into winter camping, so I'm not going to tell you that there I have great, great camping spots for you to look at. But on the east side, a couple camping spots to consider: Fossil Falls, down south of Lone Pine. It's maybe a little cold down there, but Fossil Falls is a really cool place, and I would not want to be there in the bake of summer. But a spring hike or spring destination for camping, and then there's a little hike down the waterfalls. It's also kind of a nice base camp if you want to go to Death Valley the next day. So you can come up from Los Angeles, base camp at Fossil Falls, see the sites, and then go into Death Valley on the backside. Matter of fact, we'll be covering Death Valley in our upcoming issue next week in our March issue, so take a look at that. Just north of Bridgeport, there is a campground called called The Bend, and it's about 5 to 6 miles on a very, very well maintained dirt road, follows the California-Nevada border and the the Walker River, East Walker River, that flows across, follows back there. There's a nice little camp area back there along the river in springtime. That'd be a nice place to go. Again, one of those places in summer heat, maybe not so fun, but springtime's a great camping location. North of Reno, you can start looking at Frenchman's Lake. Frenchman's Lake, as soon as the snow melts off, becomes a great little area for camping and getting back in the woods, spring fishing. Lake Davis spring fishing is great for fishing and hiking around the lake in spring, but the campgrounds usually open a little later because they're a little higher. They get a little more snow up there. But that's a great location to consider on that. So I'm not going to pretend I know on the west side where to go. If you have some great west side spring hike destinations, go ahead and leave them down below. I did go over to Sonora last spring and did the Devil's Gulch there in town. So if you're in Sonora and you're visiting Sonora, there is a nice little hike there at the park. Climbs up on a ridge. It can oversee the park. So that's a nice spring hike, if you will. Probably early summer, too. That would be a good, nice one. Nice fall hike. Definitely there's lots of tree in the area that probably has some different colors. And it's a good network of trails, so very well maintained. You do got to climb in the area, but again, that's a pretty decent trail. Of course, springtime for me on the west side. If I was going on the west side right now, I guarantee you I'm heading to Hetch Hetchy. Hetch Hetchy Reservoir is a beautiful hike. Wampa Falls is one of my all-time favorite waterfalls in the Sierra. Reminds me a little bit of Horsetail Falls. They're here near Tahoe, where you really can't see the whole waterfall, but it's real big and tall and blustery, and the trail goes right up to the water. You can really cross over. It's kind of dangerous in the spring sometimes to cross over, matter of fact. But the hike itself, because there's not a lot of trees on that trail. It's wide on the granite. It's much easier to do in springtime or fall. Summertime, it gets a little hot out there. Plus, in the water in the springtime, it's Tallulah Falls that is falling from it also. There's actually like three waterfalls along the hike. Tallulah Falls is this really pretty, kind of compares to like Bridalveil Falls, if you will. Maybe a little thinner than Bridalveil Falls. Maybe it's more like the Firefall right now, where it's not really big, but it's really, really pretty. It's really a pretty waterfall. So Hetch Hetchy would definitely be my spring hike of choice if I was heading over to the west side right now there in Yosemite. So I'm sure Yosemite Valley is beautiful right now. I see some photos that are posted on Instagram, and it's just fantastic. The snow-capped peaks that Mike Toffee posts on Instagram are just incredible. I think he works there in town. So those are some of the things you can look at. If I was looking at Kernville along the river, I'm sure they're getting ready for rafting season and fishing season there in Kernville. The riverbank there has a walk. It's a little bit further up on the bridge. That might be a good spring hike, a little bit more strenuous the further you go back in there. But that would be kind of something to look at for the Kernville area. And then obviously Sequoia. Sequoia is going to be full of snow right now with its elevation and stuff, but obviously seeing the big trees of snow would be classic. So that would be a quick hit on spring hiking. Again, I'll tell you next week when we do part two, we'll get a little bit more refined, a little more detailed on some of these locations as I kind of outline them, and we'll bring you less, but more, if you will, on our spring adventure. So please join us next week for our adventure series part two, and we'll dive into that. We'll also have our final outline done for our magazine that launches on next Thursday. So I'll be able to share that with you too on this podcast. But that's it for this week. We did want to close out this week real quick with just some of our product partners that we met at the OMA and some of the things that we'll be bringing to you in the future. We just did a product review on Daking mittens. They're a goat leather mitten with a Primaloft insulation in them, that really warm mitten with some finger holes in it. So it gives you dexterity with mittens if you like your spring skiing. So those are available right now. We did that. We also did some work with Outdoor Masters and their new ski goggles. They have a snap-on ski goggle that can change lens with a magnet. Very affordable online, so you can look at Outdoor Masters on that. And then finally, if we look into our product bag moving forward, I want to bring this up again because we're heading to spring camping. Look at Hest. Hest Sleep Systems. They have a new quilt. Remember, right here's the catalog. Oops, can't see it with my little background there. Hest Outdoor Sleep Products. They have the mats that go in the back of your cars. They have dog beds, and they have a brand new sleeping quilt for your camping season. We think it's going to be fantastic. We got some news on our website for them. Please take a look at them. And then finally and last for this week, a shout out to our sponsors at the Feather River in Chester and Lake Almanor. If you're looking for a great destination for winter getaways, take a look at Lake Almanor, the Feather River Basin, Quincy, California. Great groups of people up there. It's kind of like a breakaway from the crowds. You can, footloose and fancy free, if you will, in the snow. You got Lassen Volcanic National Park up there, spring skiing on Lake Almanor, bird watches. So lots of great things to do in Plumas County. We're working on their spring ads right now, Destination Plumas County. And we'd just like to say open all winter long and all spring long as well. So we thank you for their sponsorship and hope you take a look at them online. Have a great week wherever you're at. I hope you get to Sierra this week. Get out and go skiing, snowshoeing, have a snowball fight, dig a snow cave. There's plenty of snow everywhere. And safe travels. Be safe on those highways and roads and be courteous to your Caltrans snowplow guys that are working their butts off trying to get us access. So let's be kind. Realize that they're the heroes that stay out there and plow while we're supposed to stay home, and yet we're clogging the road. So thank you very much for Caltrans and those guys. And we hope you'll join us next week. Share this with your friends. Leave me a comment. I'd love to hear your feedback. I really do. Even if you don't like it, I'd like to see what I can get better at. But we do appreciate you joining us week, and have a great day. Go explore.